Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are, everyone, and welcome to another Zora call. And today is June the 5th, 2021. Summer has begun. So let's just go ahead and get right down to the nitty-gritty and get started with our call. Thank you, everyone, for being here, our beloved brothers and sisters, gods and goddesses. And I hope you're feeling all that energy just as we are. I mean, just streaming into our bodies as well as into Terra Christa. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and open the lines here for Zoraya, and so she can say hi. Here we go. Hold on a second. I've got to get you on. There you are. There we go. Now.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. I hope you people are having yourself a wonderful, glorious, and loving day. I know I am. And, of course, this is, summer is starting. So, that's a good thing for a lot of people. And
it's one of your favorite time of the year, right, Zoraya?
Yeah, one of them, yes. Because it's sort of the temperatures are comparable to what they are in Hollow Earth. Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes. it's 70s and the low 70s and stuff. So yeah, that's it's good temperature. If it gets above that, of course, then it gets a little hot. So and it's kind of unbearable. That's why you're inside with the air conditioner on. As you have a temperature set right at 73 degrees. That's what I do. I would just set the room temperature at 73 degrees, and I'm good to go. So.
Very good, dear. All right. Well, why don't we go
anyway,
ahead
I'll let
and
you
get
go
started.
Go ahead and do your, what do you, I forgot what you call it, thing in the morning.
Our invocation.
Meditation, whatever it is. Invocation, meditation.
All right.
Go ahead and do that.
All right,
and,
dear.
I'm going to be reading a continuation of where I left off last week. This is messages from the Galactics and also Adama. So I'll be continuing that one instead of reading from the book. So
thank you.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Okay. let's go ahead and find your favorite chair where you can relax on the floor. And let's go ahead and let's start thinking. Not thinking. We don't think. We just are. We just continue just to be. And I'm going to go ahead and, Zoraya, you want to put yourself on mute, please.
I am on mute. I'll put my headset on mute.
I've got her on mute now. Oops, it's not the way. I just lost my page. Hold on a second. Here we go. A few deep breaths, please, as we sit and are comfortable. And it's time to go in. Close your eyes. Hopefully you all have your headbands on to assist in the energy that we all create together to bring forth love and joy and peace and prosperity and abundance. And thank you, Saint Germain, for this wonderful invocation. The theme for today is still continuing to let go letting go of all what limits us, letting go of what's stopping us from moving forward. And we're not referring to the outside world. We're referring to ourselves. So let's go ahead and take a few deep breaths in through the nose. Breathe in and hold and let go and just relax. Let your shoulders relax, your head, your neck. No more thinking and just feel. Okay, breathe in again through the nose. This time, just envision beautiful, beautiful, grand, golden, white, pink light coming in through the cosmos, through the central sun, through your head, swirling and healing and invigorating all the way down, down your neck. Breathe in again and continue breathing in beautiful sparkles of golden white pink light down your shoulders to your fingertips. Down your torso, the back, let go. If there's any pain, just let it go. No more worries, no more tension. And just tell our bodies to relax. Just relax from your face, from your head, all the way down to your, all of your organs, your hips, the bones and muscles. Going down, down, all the way down to your knees, calves, all the way down to your toes. Breathe in again through the nose. And hold, 1, 2, 3, 4, and release, continue to release, go, completely let go of everything around you, just concentrate on you, concentrate on no thinking, just following my voice. Relax. Very good. Straight back, straight as much as possible. You could put your one of your palms on top of the other palm, or you could put your palms open and the back of the hands resting on your thighs to receive. And here we go. We are our I Am presence. We breathe divine, pure love and light into our heart-mind centers. We are the great temple of brilliant light. And we call forth the power of the great violet flame of Saint Germain's to bring in love and forgiveness, to transmute all causes of core effects, habits, any other habits we need to let go of, any records in the past that we need to let go of, and memories that hold us back. Feeling, word, or action we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, that reflects anything associated with things such as poverty consciousness and victimhood, separation, powerlessness, low vitality. So many are feeling that, feeling fatigue, low vitality because of the energies, great energies that are entering into our bodies. There's still so much suffering going on, ill health, his ease, misuse of male or female energies, misuse of power, self-hatred and shame, belief in being bad and belief in not being good enough to move forward, to do what you know, to what we know is right. There's still great fear and rage and blame and hatred, negative judgment and prejudice, kinds of attachments to people and things, and lack and limitations of any kind that is still pervasive as we continue to be and to live in this 3D world and to be able to transform and transmute all that into full fifth dimensional understanding. And so with great love and forgiveness for ourselves and others, as our intention, we blaze the violet flame. Begin to see the violet flame within your heart, your heart mind, and let it blaze through. Blaze through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy we are that have our signatures on it in any place and any time, since we are multidimensional, that reflects anything less than the infinite perfection of our God Goddess selves. That is who we are. That is who we are. Full fifth dimensional beings of the greatest love and light that is here on our planet. Trust our God, Goddess selves, to transmute every single speck of our being into the very highest, purest love and light and health and abundance we have and are. We ask our I Am Presence now to fill our space with a magnificent golden white light of Source, Prime Creator, Mother, Father, God's infinite and our own God, Goddess Self light, infinite love and light and health and abundance. Breathe in. And the energies of love and light, the highest that there is, into our being. And so in the name of our Goddess and God selves, we completely accept this as accomplished, and we know it. And just begin to feel the tremendous power of the energies coming from Source to the central suns and to every single person that is listening and on this planet, to all of humanity. And welcome once again to our Zora call with much great appreciation and love that they share with us on this day and always there to support us, along with all of our galactic families and all the light beings of love and light in all the different dimensions and universes that are here to support us. We thank you. All right, so with that, let's go ahead and bring Zoraya in. And Zoraya, you can go ahead and unmute yourself. Hello? Soraya?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, very good.
I'm going to pick up where I got stopped last week by Quasar. So I'm going to continue from that point.
Thank you. So anyway,
everyone, I want you to just close your eyes and take in everything that is being said, because it's coming straight from the heart mind of Adama and Ashtar. The great rebirthing process. I am with you this day of great earth activity, bringing you news of the great rebirthing process taking place on planet Earth. Unbeknownst to your physical senses, great amounts of energy are catapulting the Earth, bringing all life into a greater attunement with God. Your scientists and astronomers are unaware of these events, for they base their work on outer occurrences, concrete evidence that they can gather and physically prove. The shift is taking place on your planet is the shift from outer consciousness to inner consciousness, away from travel to outer space and into travel to inner space. This is where the great exploration takes place. This is where you will find all the answers you are looking for. Our computer system links us to the Confederation of Planets and of Light. I am Adama. Know that the Confederation of Planets and Light works closely with the inhabitants of the Hollow Earth and Telos. For those of you who don't know what Telos is a city that's located underneath Mount Shasta, about 1 mile down. Okay. Know that we are in constant communication with them through our computer systems. Know that we monitor the whole Earth surface and below the surface. Someday soon you will have access to this vast computer system that's based on amino acids. Your surface world are just experimenting with amino acid computers. And of course, I'm not brought them to the public eye yet, but they are working with them. You will be able to plug into our vast monitoring network into the cosmos. Then you will have the information and guidance you will need to stay in a state of balance and harmony with the Earth. This is all waiting for you, waiting for the energies to bring you and all life forms into the necessary state of consciousness that will allow us to implement the grand plan of bringing forth to you our vast computer system that will network you to the stars. We trees are the ground crew. We trees are here in service to Ashtar Command too. We only are the ground crew who have dug in and live in our dugouts, so to speak, while doing the same job and having the same assignments as you. Walk on foot and travel on land. It's just that our physicality is stationed in one spot until our ascension, until our next ascension. While our leaves blow heather and yawn in the wind, and our scent and voices travel far inland. But we communicate with all living life on the surface, including you. Our burrows reach through many dimensions as we stand guard on Earth, and we are privy to information coming in on different wave bands also. Our auras are vast and connect with one another across space, and we span Earth's globe and hold her tightly within our auric arms of green and gold. We bless the earth, for she has given us life, life to reveal our innermost natures, and life to express ourselves in so many myriad ways and forms. For as you walk, we talk, and our voices ever follow your footsteps, guiding you on your path through nature's innermost realms, where you will find us. And our next evolution will be the one where we will be able to uproot ourselves and walk.
All right. That was absolutely beautiful. Very powerful.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much, Soraya. All right.
I
want
to add
to
that a little bit. I want to add one more thing. Diane, when I was up there in Mount Shasta this past week, week and a half or so, she gave me another message that was not written down, and that is that these books that she wrote are for today's world. Okay, not the past, but today, what's going on right now. And her books are inspirational in that they address what is happening on Earth right now. And the elementals are feverishly working with Mother Nature on the surface to try and keep nature grounded to the point where they are able to help mankind. But you have to open yourselves up to that. What I mean by that is this. When you're out in nature, take some time, but instead of just walking through nature, through the forest, sit down, you know, put your back up against a tree, your feet flat on the ground, and if possible, without any shoes on, and connect to Mother Nature. When you put your feet on the ground, you feel energy coming up through your feet. And when you wear shoes, you are separating yourself from the balance of Mother Nature. And it puts you off balance. So whenever possible, walk barefoot, okay, and when you're going through a forest, because you'll feel the energy flowing from the earth up through your feet and into your body. Because you and Mother Nature are one. Whatever you do to Mother Nature, and I'm speaking of you lumberjacks out there that are cutting trees down, when you do that, time to think or consider, you know, I won't say think, take time to consider what these trees are feeling when you put a saw to them. A couple of them experienced the real reality. When they were cutting trees down and put a stethoscope to a tree, they heard it scream. So, you know, take note that you are cutting down souls when you are cutting down trees. They have souls, just as animals have souls. Now I'm talking to the hunters. Hunters, whenever you shoot a deer, you are taking a soul from the earth. You are murdering a soul. Got it? Get it? And contemplate that. You may have think they're trophies on your wall, but they are representations of a living being. Representation of a living soul. And when you take its soul, when you shoot it, and you take its ability to move around the earth, then you are murdering. You are committing murder. Think about that. When you take a soul, take a life of a deer for a trophy, you're also eliminating a life, just as you would if you were to go out and murder a person. Same thing with a deer. A deer has a soul, just like every living creature has a soul. whoever told you they don't have a soul don't know what they're talking about.
Excuse me, Zaria.
Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead. Just continue with that sentence, if you will.
Okay. Yes. They have every animal out there, squirrels, birds, all creatures have a soul. Never doubt that reality. We in Hollow Earth know that to be a fact. And we honor them. We never harm them. Because when we harm them, you're harming yourselves. Think about that. The trees you're cutting down is another amount of oxygen being taken from the earth. Okay? Back to you, Quasar.
Very powerful, Zaria. So much truth to what you say. And we've been saying this for so many years. You know, we've gotten to the point where we're not even killing flies. Well, we do. I'm sorry, they are little pests, but the spiders that come into the house, and you know, we try to get them out of there. And so I'll catch them, and then I'll put them outside in the grass so that they can do their thing outside. But if you will, Zaria, are you ready to bring your dad through?
Indeed, beloved goddess.
All right. Okay, Zara, I have a few questions, but before we do that, we'd love to be able to hear your message for today.
Continuing on from what my beloved child said, a reality check to all of you. What she said is actual fact. It is not hearsay. It is not a belief. It is a fact. Your trees that carpet the earth, they are your life force. Think about that. They are actually your breathing, their gift of oxygen. And when you eliminate them, you eliminate another amount of oxygen from the earth. Just think about what I just said. When there's no more trees, there's no more you, because trees emit oxygen to the earth. So stop cutting them down. Plant them. Plant more trees. And tell your governments there's no need to cut any trees. Hemp is a more sustainable form of materials to build homes with. And that way you can eliminate the elimination of oxygen and replenish the earth with oxygen that it needs so desperately. So continue to plant trees instead of taking them. They are record keepers of the earth also. Go ahead, Quasar. I know you're biting it a bit.
Well, let me backtrack a little bit and on a couple of different topics, Zora. But I would like to also bring up some thoughts or some questions in regards to white magic. And we're talking about killing, right? So let me just go ahead first. If we could talk a little bit about the frustration and the energies that are coming on our earth, the brilliant, strong energies. And tell us the purpose of all these energies right now that are coming here, coming in from the universe.
The energies that are coming, the energies that are being sent to the earth, they are for the purpose to elevate you to a higher consciousness. to a higher vibration, to a higher understanding of what is going on in your world. And it is to bring you into balance, more into balance. The world is out of balance. The world, speaking of Terra Christa, is out of balance due to what man has been perpetrating upon her. So the energy is being brought to the earth from, not just from the cosmos, but also from hollow and inner earth. They are for the sole purpose to bring you back into balance. And the energies coming from without are also bringing you back into balance and balancing Terra Christa, bringing her back to a balance that she once had. And that is being done now. And so your next question, Quasar?
Well, it's also affecting our whole spiritual being as well.
Oh, yes.
As far as our DNA and our higher consciousness.
If I was to tell you from whence your religions come from, you would be shocked.
Feel free, Dora.
Understand your religions. I am going to. Understand all of your religions are based on what the Anunnaki wanted you to know. Not what you had needed to know, but what they wanted you to know. They created your religions so you would worship the religions and be able to be controlled. That is the purpose of religion, to control you. And the Anunnaki, when they came in and they created the religions, then of course you fell prey to that, and you fell, you were sort of like what you call a scenario of a herd of sheep are always being herded, and mankind was always being herded by the Anunnaki to go a certain way to benefit them. Not to benefit you, but to benefit them. So they created religions to be able to keep you in control, under control. So your religions, in a sense, are a trap. Because what they do is, they teach you a certain doctrine or a certain belief. And when you are caught up in that belief, you are not open to any suggestion. You're not open to any reality. You are only open to their teaching, to their doctrine. And that was all based on the Anunnaki's plan to keep mankind under control.
Zora?
Yes, go ahead.
Could you tell us what was their original purpose? What was their intent for coming here to, you know, our beautiful Terra Christa? What was their initial intent and why?
Their initial intent was to rob the earth of its natural resources.
Haven't they done enough of that already?
That is so. That's why they were stopped by Prime Creator, by Source, and they were not allowed to go any further. That's why they were banned from the earth.
And how long ago was that, Zora?
That took place approximately a few thousand years ago.
Only a few thousand years ago.
Only
not
a few
millions of
years
ago.
Just
a few thousand.
Just a few thousand years ago.
Interesting.
So your Earth has been programmed very strongly, very heavily, by their plan. And, of course, their main tool was the creation of religion.
Well, weren't they also, Zora, part of, excuse me, Zora, weren't they also part of the creation of man?
Actually, no.
Okay.
They were not.
How did they, well, from what we know or from what we have heard, is
when,
that
when man
they,
was created,
they manipulated.
When man was created.
Yeah, they, all right. They manipulated our when, our genes and our DNA was alleviated.
Yes, that was
okay, so
after,
who did that then?
That was after the life was mankind was brought to the earth. That was after
and
that.
Who did that? Yes, but who did that then, Zora, if it wasn't the Anunnaki? Who messed up with our gene? Who messed up with our DNAs and our memories, etc.?
Well, that was the Anunnaki. That was the Anunnaki. But then the source, after they did that, then, of course, source and find creator put a stop to it.
So we were created by whom?
You were created by source.
Well, okay, well, okay, all right.
But also understand, the Anunnaki were also created by source.
All right, and why would he want? They want to create. Well, so obviously they were good prior to becoming evil.
That's correct.
All right. Okay.
The Anunnaki's,
now I know we can.
The Anunnaki's plan was to rob the earth of all of its gold, all of its silver, all of its lifeblood.
And the reason
and
for the minerals,
that was prevented.
Okay, so why did they need why did they need the gold and the silver and the minerals of Earth? Why did they need that?
Because their planet
had
been depleted of it.
And what would they be using that for? I mean, they weren't into money, right?
Manufacturing.
They used those minerals for manufacturing something.
Yes.
Like?
It's difficult to bring it to your understanding of what they were doing, but put it this way, it was not a good thing.
Okay.
They were creating...
So where did they come from? I mean, did they come from a different universe? Where did they come from? What constellation? Where did they come
from? They came from a different universe.
They came from a different universe and found the little blue ball.
Indeed.
Okay. So, all right. So that universe where they came from, is that still? I mean, so they still have their own civilization, so to speak, in that universe, and are they all good, or are they evil, or who are they? I mean, how are they living?
Their universe is under the total control of the Anunnaki.
Their whole universe
Their whole universe is, and yes, they are controlled literally by the Anunnaki.
And are they good and evil, or how do they live together if there's a lot of evil there as well?
Well, there's good in that in all creations.
Right.
And so,
okay.
Yes, you have the good and the bad side as well. But
okay.
They are, and of course they are being dealt with too. Their worlds are being educated in a sense by the Galactic Federation.
Okay, so let's move back here to Earth. So we have all kinds of arrests. There are executions being done now for all of the evil, the bad guys, etc. They're continuing to arrest them, put them in Gitmo or off-world or whatever, in ships and send them elsewhere. So, I mean, how do we, you know, when Zareya and you talk about not harming the animals and the trees, and we have all these villains, right? So we got to get rid of them, right? So we're going to hurt them and get them out of this world. I mean, how do you condone that then, Zora? I mean, because they have souls also, even though they're evil.
Of course.
How do we condone getting rid of people that have been evil, but they still have a soul? How do we do that and not feel guilty about it?
You put them in an area, in a location for where they can do no harm.
Well, yeah, but here on this planet that don't believe in what we believe on a higher conscious, with higher consciousness, that they're going to kill them. I mean, these are beings that have done evil, but we're going to kill them. Does that make sense from your point of view?
They're not killed. They're ascended.
Where, you know, lots of people are thinking, you know, with what has just been said, we do not harm anything that has a soul. And of course, we've done this for thousands and thousands of years already. We started eating fish, we started eating meat, so we were always killing. And now we've always killed, because we thought the other guys were the bad guys. And for the most part, those guys were not bad. They were just following what they knew to be the truth. And then they got killed. And so now, how do we come to a place where we can condone killing?
You're not condoning killing.
What are we doing then, Zora?
Understand. No one dies.
Okay.
All ascend.
Okay.
Get that word killing and the word death out of your vocabulary.
Okay.
It is not killing or it is not death. It is ascension. All
early,
beings
early ascension.
Ascend. Yes, early ascension. Because their contracts are up.
Well, so the people
and
that are arrested, and we execute them, that's not, I mean, is that a part of their contract? They may not want to. They may want to continue to control and be the villains that they are. That's not their, you know, why would we want to go in there and wipe them out, right? Do we have to do that?
Your vocabulary is flawed. Stop using the words by wiping out and killing get that out of your brain.
Yeah, well, that's part
get
of the Ten
out
Commandments.
Of your
so
vocabulary.
The ten, yeah. Where do the Ten Commandments come from, Zora?
What?
The Ten Commandments that Moses brought to awareness for the people. You know, the Ten Commandments. It's thou shalt not kill or steal or, you know, take somebody else's wife or whatever.
By prime creator.
Creator, then those commandments are true. Thou shalt not kill. So why are we doing that? Thou shalt not steal.
You are not killing.
Okay. But we have done that.
You are not
thousands
killing.
Thousands and thousands of years. Right.
Yes, you have caused people to ascend.
Because they needed to ascend. So it's almost like euthanasia.
It was their time to ascend.
Because they were doing more evil than good.
This is what you call a complicated explanation.
Okay.
As
well,
to
the
what
last thing
happened.
I want is, yeah, right. And so we're doing that already right now. We're getting all of the bad guys, putting them all together into wherever so that we can get rid of them, so that they no longer become a part of the energy
no longer do any harm to the planet.
Okay. So when we talk about the trees and the animals, lastly, Zora, is that they're innocent. It's what we do in terms of saving those that are innocent. We need to be able to remove all of those that are the villains, the bad guys, and send them elsewhere. And if they need to ascend, they need to ascend. Is that correct?
That is true. That is so.
Okay. I'm
understand.
Sorry. I had to. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Zora. Understand.
Yeah. No, you go ahead and say what you started to say. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Well, and you know, when we talk about all of this, and that is true. I mean, but we have always had executions, you know, all of the time for all of the bad people, the ones that even if they didn't know what they were doing was terrible, they did it anyways, right? And so once found out, then we could put them, you know, serial killers or people that are really horrible people that have come here, you know, so we'll go ahead and execute them. And of course, now we're not doing that. What we do is we just put them in jail and that's where they stay forever. And that's still a lot of suffering as well. So it doesn't really matter because they're still living, you know, they're either gone or they're living, you know, paying and repenting and paying for what they've done that's wrong. Correct? So if we, in this world right now, so if we arrest them and we get rid of them, and get them on ships and put them elsewhere or just get rid of them, right, somehow, through the power of, for example, white magic. Now, how do we condone white magic? Because there's also an issue in terms of helping these people to ascend more quickly. Is that rectified?
Yes.
I mean, is that condoned? It is. Because we're helping them to ascend sooner so that they can understand the evils that they have done so that they can, again, reincarnate and have it going through the process of evolution. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that is okay, according to source.
According to source, yes.
Okay. All right. I've said my piece, Zora. Thank you. All right, so back here to 2021, and everyone is quite frustrated already that we have been told for months already that we would have our RV GCR, and oh no, the bonds are not completely done yet. We've got too many people who are still doing things are still under arrest. I mean, when is this finally going to come to fruition, even though we know that it has started? I mean, really, how much longer do we have to wait, Zora? Please tell us your bird's eye view of this.
My bird's eye view is that it is already it is coming to fruition as we speak. And it won't be until what you call your people's have it in their hands. Are they going to believe that it's real?
That's very true.
Because they cannot comprehend. They cannot comprehend that by thought, which, you know, thought is the creator, as thought always is. Past tense, that it has already occurred. They cannot get that through
Indeed.
Their brain that's what they must think.
Correct. I understand.
That's the way they must think. And
okay.
Until they get that in through their heart minds, which is transferred to their brains for storage, they're not going to, it will not be a reality to them.
So do you think that that's
What?
Do you think that that's a predominant thought for all the people that are waiting?
Yes.
Okay. So they're not thinking that it's done. They're thinking it's not done. And, of course, it's like illness, right?
It's not done.
If you think you have...
And more,
right.
The more people that say it's not done, the more it hinders its arrival.
Okay.
Or its completion.
Now, okay. One last question, Zora, before I bring our special guest in. And that in regards to the effects of people who have had any of the vaccines, that the people that are not vaccinated are very prone to getting all kinds of illnesses from them when we are by them. And actually, you know, Robert, who's going to be talking really soon, actually happened to him, a light worker who, you know, has not taken the vaccine, obviously, but has been with people that have taken the vaccines, and out of the blue, he gets the shingles. And then it was not until he was away that, you know, he began to heal again. So how is this all going to get rectified, like very, very soon, like the RV, very, very soon? We need to get that taken care of. How do you see that going? How do you see that being rectified, Zora? In the world.
Once it comes to what you call the completion of the, that I've already done what is termed in many areas, they have eliminated the use of masks. That's one step. And of course, that is a big step. Because it gets people back to the state of normalcy and back to where it was before this COVID even came into existence. And so that is one step. The next step, of course, is the understanding that the vaccines are not helpful at all. And that will be soon be coming into reality as well. Many doctors and physicians and throughout the world are coming to the knowingness and the realization that the vaccines are doing more harm than good. And now Canada has already said to the CDC that they're no longer going to do vaccines.
Well, I think
because
that's
they've
going
already
to be implemented.
It's going to be implemented globally.
Yeah, once.
And once the facts are brought out to the public.
You think that'll be
and
done
that is happening
before the.
Be done before what?
Before the end of summer.
If it keeps going the way it is now, yes, before the end of summer, there'll be no more talk of vaccines. There'll be no more talk
about
of
the people
call, and the ones who have been vaccinated, of course, must deal with the situation they're in. And of course, that is not a good thing.
Yeah, but the galactic, as you said, yes. Go ahead.
The galactics are the only ones who can reverse.
Yeah.
The effects of the vaccine.
So we have to wait for them.
And of course, when that occurs, which could happen at any moment. Now, because the what you call the ban for helping due to what you call the free will has been violated by the dark. So now that ban has been lifted, so they can arrive, they can come at any moment. They can announce themselves at any moment.
Could I, hey Zora, one last question, and I've got to get Robert through. And so, what is
yes?
that event? What are they wait? What are they waiting for before they come?
That you would have to take up with Ashtar. And you would have to take that up with Prime Creator, or
well, could you do
or
that?
Source.
Okay, could you do that for us, please, Zora?
Well, you,
Father, you are our dad, right?
Indeed. All right. I will speak.
Okay,
I will speak
you.
With Prime Creator and
right,
Source.
All right. We would so appreciate it. Thank you so much, Zora. We love you.
Bring on your
thank
next
you for
guest.
Being... All right. Okay. Our next guest, everyone, and I'm so happy that he is going to be able to talk with all of us. Lots of questions from everyone in regards to the security teams and everything else in between and rates, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're going to have Robert come in and he's going to shed some light, which is what we need, some enlightenment and upliftment. So let's bring...
Well, he's going to bless you with his knowledge.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you so much for blessing us, Zora, with your love, your energy, and your enlightenment as well. Okay.
Indeed.
So
I will put myself on mute.
All right. Okay. Well, don't go too far. We do have some questions as well. We'll see how time flies here. So let's go ahead and bring Robert through. Oh, I forgot to tell him that I'll be calling from Blog Talk. Hopefully he'll know.
Hi.
And on Blog Talk Radio, welcome to our show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Just a little bit of an introduction, and I've already kind of did a little bit of that already. So everyone, please welcome our friend, our banker expert, and in the field of wealth management and just the banking system around the world. He's been very, very instrumental in bringing this out, all that information that he has for everyone to be able to partake of. And we're so blessed, Robert, that you are here with us today. And you and I talked a little bit about maybe some of the things that people may be needing some information about. So I will just go ahead and let you take the floor. Thank you so much, Robert. Tell us a little bit about you and Christine, and then we can go from there. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here to share some information with you. My wife and I have been on this journey for ascending for probably about 30 years, and we've been together now for over 15, almost 16 years. And we've been ascending together, and we got involved in the currency about, it's already been 7 years ago. And we bought our first dinar, and a friend told us about the dinar. And then we were actually asked to become Redemption Center workers to help other people, like all of us on this phone call, how to redeem, what to do, where to go. And we were the ones that would shuffle you in and out, run the Delarue machine, everything, send you different places, set up the wealth manager. So Christine and I were slated to do that in Reno as a redemption worker.
Wow.
And as we all know, yeah, nothing happened. So that's why we have a little more insight. And that insight allowed us to buy some Zimbabwe. So those Zimbabwe bonds we were shared with, that we must purchase some of those. So we got quite a few. And back then they were so low, they were only like $40 a piece. So we were able to acquire quite a few of those. And then also to buy some Vietnamese dong and then some more dinar. And when you can acquire that much of the Zimbabwe, we didn't know exactly how the process was going to go back then, but we were told a certain amount of that process. So Christine and I have been on the ascension side of this and going into the fifth dimension side of this to receiving the currency side of this and sharing with people, just like everyone on this call, how to and what to and when to and what to do before, during, and after. And so that's what I've been preparing for.
All right.
So what I'd like to do is to share kind of a brief overview of a before, during, and after, because a lot of this is just making sure that you're prepared, you're setting your expectations, what to do, what to expect during that exchange, and then what are your expectations shortly thereafter, because it's going to be a multi-step process, because once you're completed with it, you'll be set up to where everything will be orchestrated and directed for you, with you. So you won't be told what to do, but you will share with people what is being done at your request. And so that's really, really important, because everything ties in together on how do we go from just an average everyday person that's just struggling to make ends meet to an ultra high net worth, mega wealthy individual. So that's what I want to cover. Are you ready?
Yes. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Robert. We really appreciate this from you. Thank you. We love you.
Thank you. Well, let's start with the bank appointment. Let's start with preparing for this exchange. Because if you have the basic documents and you're ready to go with some sort of a small folder, you won't be scrambling when you get an email. Because our instructions from what we receive is that every one of us are already known had you placed any of this order on any of the currency on an online account. And even if you didn't and you got it through a friend that you've been conversing with on the phone and emails or texts, then everybody is already known. They've already been researched. So the recognition of being notified will be through emails, it'll be through texts, it'll be through websites. Once that is done, you can be recognized with your own probably personal 800 number, where you can call into a redemption center to make a real appointment. And then from that point, you'll tell these people, what do you have? What currencies do you have? You don't have to tell them amounts or anything. You can just say, I have dinar, I have dong, Vietnamese dong, I have Zimbabwe, or whatever currency that you do hold. And then they would direct you from there. So it's not necessary to tell them how much. And once you've done that, they'll instruct you to give you a place to where to go. And you want to gather and make sure you have all your currency, everything in place and ready to go. So everything's stacked or placed in order with your currency ready to go. You want to make sure you've got two blue pens. You want to make sure that you've got your documents for anything for IDs. If you have as many IDs as you can for pictures, it could be a Costco card, a driver's license, an ID. It could be a water bill, a credit card, passport. I mean, all of these things will be required. If you have them as much as possible, can be better. A school ID, state ID. With those forms of ID or identification, it allows them to verify and validate who you are. Recent power bill, water bill, gas bill, any sort of thing that comes to you with your name on it. You want to make sure you've got power of attorney paperwork if you're exchanging for someone else. Make sure you take a pad, a nice yellow pad, a pen. I instructed two pens. Make sure they're blue. Make sure you have your currency all in order, placed in smaller denominations and larger denomination, and separated from each different currency. If you have reserves, which we don't have to worry about, we've got transfer on death, which is for if anything were to happen to you, God forbid, you want to transfer on death predetermined and already in writing. You want to have a list of cashier's checks that you want to need for your exchange. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that at the exchange, but I'm just having you be prepared with a list of cashier's checks that you will need, and the names and the amounts payable to whom. I would suggest that you, if you require, say, 5 to 10, go ahead and get 10. You don't know, and I don't know how many they're going to allow us. But if you have a number in mind to start your companies, your foundations, or your trusts, because everything costs money to begin, those costs must be determined so that you want to make sure and have that ready to go. You want to have any sort of legal names for any family members or designated people that you want for checks, or any of your wife, your children, grandchildren, friends, family, or business associates. Because the more information that you have, the more that you can get in a direct account. You can help them out with credit cards, debit cards immediately. And if you don't have that and they don't allow us to do that, that's okay. We're prepared at that first meeting. Have a list of those already and prepared for you. Expect to get some cash at the exchange, so have in mind that you can get at least $9,500. If they allow you to get more, that's okay. If not, be aware that if you take more than $10,000, they'll send out a FinCEN report on you because it's more than $10,000. If you don't need that much, don't worry about it. Just get $5,000 or whatever you feel comfortable with. There's no set number that we're going to be able to worry about at this moment, I guess is a good way to put it. Any accounts that you may have, a basic checking account right now, you want to bring that so you have the routing number and your account number. Just bring those with you. Maybe even bring a check so that you have that ready to go, a blank check, void it out. Any other certificates that you may have, any other documents that you may have, if you want to bring those with you. In this preparation for this, if you just make a list of all of these items, as we've put these out, and you can get this list from the actual Restored Republic, or Nick Fleming has copies, or we can get one to you if you request it. You want to be able to know what credit cards you're going to want to set up, because you're going to want to want names, because it's really important that I already have basically set up 14 different people, their names, and then everything's ready to go so that the minute the money is transferred, they immediately have that set up for you. And then you want to make sure that you get all of your copies of anything that you sign. So anything that you sign from a non-disclosure agreement, make sure and get a copy of that. Make sure and get clear, clean certificates for any necessary purchases with proof of funds, with an authorization to verify. So that allows you to present your wealth managers and real estate agents with a document so that they can present it for you and your representation to do an acquisition presentation purchase for real estate agreements. So that way they know that when you're dealing with a large purchase on a real estate, that you have proof of funds and you have capability, bank capability. You want to make sure you get starter checks. You want to make sure you have your ATM card, your credit card like I spoke of. They may give you a black card. I don't know. Inquire about insurance.
Excuse me, Robert, could you talk a little bit about, inquire about insurance?
Insurance, what type of insurance?
Well, no, that's what he just said, inquire about insurance. So I was wondering if you could just expound a little bit on that.
Oh, the insurance is very vast because everything has to be insured, and that'll be immediate. And let me back up just a little bit and start talking about wealth management. Because on your wealth management, I don't know that we're going to have enough time to immediately go in and negotiate which team that we get to be with at that moment on the first meeting of the exchange, or that we have to set up a secondary meeting. Because the first meeting may only be where we present that little list of items that I requested, and then you get your currency counted right in front of you with the Delarue machine, which just kind of has a proof that that is real currency. And if it's not real currency, don't worry about it, meaning if it's any sort of a fake bond or a fake currency, they will still allow that to be redeemed at full value. And a real quick notation on value. There's a lot of us that don't understand that the value is different for each individual. And why is that? Because nobody on this phone call is going to do the same thing or wants to do the same thing. Your frequency or who you are or what you have prepared will determine basically what you get. Because if you're willing to just do a default package, which means that you really don't want to worry about any of this wealth management or family offices, or you just want to do a basic exchange for the lowest exchange rate, just maybe a Market Street rate, international rate. And when you do that, whatever that rate may be, I'll give you an example. $100 trillion note may only be $10 million in cash liquidity to you immediately. You're done. Complete. Slap. Clean your hands. Wash your hands. Walk away. No NDA. And you're done. You don't have to talk to wealth management. You get wealth management if you want or not. So something like that could be available to you. So that's a possibility. Another possibility, that you are somebody that is prepared. You are somebody that wants to do humanitarian projects. You're somebody that wants to have wealth management, family offices, and do international travel and be an ambassador and be a diplomat. If that's the type of person that is you, then your rate will be at least a one-to-one. So with a one-to-one ratio, that allows you to have negotiations on how that's to be dispersed, whether it's on 90 days, 120 days, how much are you going to require? That's in 3 months, 6 months, is it 1 year? And then how is that to be determined over lifetimes of 100 years, 200 years, 300 years? It can be a multi-generational movement of money and trust. So that's available for you too. And then another one is that a lot of us are a little bit older. We may be over 70 years old. And at that age, you may want all that money up front. You're still like everybody else. You want all the perks. You've been on all the benefits. You want to fly. You want to be a diplomat. And you want the highest rate possible. But you feel that because of your age, you're ready to do things now, and you want to set up a living legacy. Well, that's another whole separate redemption. and another way of getting more money up front quicker. So that option may be available. And the reason I say so many options is because none of us have exchanged yet. So we don't know and we're not sure, but I'm providing information that may prepare you for all options available, and you must choose the option that you feel best with.
Excuse me, Robert. You mentioned the one-to-one, you know, ratio, and that's for the ZIM. Now, of course, you know, many people also have the dong and dinar, and they can also elect to do the default international rate, right? But there's also a possibility for them to also have the contract rates in which, you know, they can also utilize the funds that they don't have the ZIM to be able to do projects with. And
correct.
We don't know what those rates are either.
We don't. And that is something that can be asked about. And you must ask and inquire about these things. So when you talk about these things, and if you do not hold any Zimbabwe and you only hold other currencies, ask for the contract rate. That way you can get provided with that contract rate. Maybe that you still want to do projects. That's okay. Doesn't matter. But ask for these contract rates that may be available. You're correct.
Okay. Okay. So Robert, okay, so we're at the exchange now. All right. So they've already, counted, you know, your funds or your currencies, right? So do. Now, from what some of us already know is that if you have a trust, then you present your trust, and that's what they're going to do is put the funds into your trust, right? Whatever trust that is. And if you don't have a trust, then do you advise that people get a skeleton trust until they meet up with their teams? What would you do?
Yeah, they're going to automatically provide you with a skeleton trust, and it'll be non-interest bearing, basically like a checking account.
Okay.
And that gives you total freedom. You don't have to rush on any of this. So this doesn't have to be decided. Those that already know what they're going to do can do more if that time is available at that redemption in that first agreement, the first exchange appointment. I'm not sure the time, the length of time, and what can and cannot be done. Those that are a little bit more prepared, maybe they get an immediate, within less than 24 hours, a secondary meeting where they already have a wealth manager picked out. See, that in itself is a real big deal because some people will not feel comfortable with it immediately, Jane. They're going to go, hey, I want some time to choose and I want to interview some wealth management teams. Well, great. Well, that might take a few weeks. Well, then give yourself 30 days. That's okay. See, people don't want to rush what we're doing right now. If you're not prepared, this is okay. You can lay this or hold this in that skeleton trust or your trust that you have provided until you're ready to make the next move. This money right now is for you to have ease, joy, and glory, not stress. We're done with that slave mentality. We're going to let go of all that. We have people that will work for us, that will allow us to help us to make these decisions.
Okay, very good, okay. All right, so we go in there, and let's just say I don't have a trust. I'm going in there, I'm gonna go ahead and elect to put the funds, I've got dinar and dong, let's say. And so they will do that? Is someone gonna advise me, we need to put each one of them into separate accounts, or do we have to tell them we want these into separate accounts? I mean, they should know, right, that they're going to put that into separate trust accounts for us, the skeleton trust. Or do we have to know that to tell them what to do?
Correct. You want to make sure, direct them anyway, that you want three separate accounts. So if you have separate currencies, separate your accounts in those separate currencies. So even if they convert them into the new USD on the Quantum Financial System, you still want three separate different accounts. You can still hold different accounts currency-wise. So don't worry about that. Allow yourself those accounts. You're correct.
Okay, so one of the other questions that has come up, Robert, is some people are saying, well, all right, well, when I go in, I'm going to put them into separate non-interest-bearing accounts. But that's wrong. It needs to go into a skeleton trust. Could you kind of explain that to people? Because they're still thinking the old way where we're just putting them into non-interest-bearing accounts rather than into a skeleton trust.
Well, that's all going to be done for you. One of the great things about why this is all being set up for us is they know that we don't have the experience to do this. So we're going to go in to be able to put this into a skeleton trust that protects us to have full access to it, and they don't have access to it. Because you don't want to give up control of this. This is all your control.
Yes. So that's the importance of putting it into a trust, whether you have a trust or whether it's a non-interest-bearing, and into a skeleton trust. Thank you for that, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. So it makes you feel more secure because we're going to be moving some money very quickly and very large amounts. And the worst thing you can do is do something you don't know what you're doing or feel comfortable with. So the first thing when you get into that exchange is only get what you require, the smallest amount of cash, a debit card, a credit card, any of the basic items required. Don't worry about trying to do this treaty of death and all these other, I don't have my trust, I don't have my account set up, I don't have this set up or foundation. It's okay.
Right. Yeah.
It's really, okay. It really, this is why we have wealth management firms that will do all of that for you. And if you're already researching it, you can get online and at least have a knowledge of what teams you want to interview with. And look around. There's many teams that you could choose a smaller one and a larger one. So Abbott and Downing is already with Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo bought them. So that's a consideration. You know, you have so many different wealth management teams, and those people are the ones that are going to do everything for you, from your legacy planning, philanthropic, trust services, estate planning, investment advice. All of that's going to be done for you, including setting up your family offices. And that is inclusive of concierge services. Go ahead.
Okay, so concierge, all of those services that we need can be done through a family office or a wealth management company, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me explain clearly that the wealth management teams have family offices available for you. You can also diversify to move away from, to put your eggs into other baskets and other streams by using other family offices and wealth management firms, teams, boutiques. So don't put all your money into that one area and don't have them just say, hey, I want to just put it into three large banks. You may want to consider some local state banks. You want to consider some credit unions. You may want to go international for different banks for different reasons. So there's considerations right there for people to clearly understand that putting some money into two large banks is probably not the best consideration, and a lot of it can still be housed on the quantum financial system. But I'm sharing with you the allowance of moving money into different areas and different banks, credit unions, state banks, local banks, and all of the large international banks.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of people that are listening right now, they don't know anything about international banks at all, right? And they want to be able to travel the world to be able to help in different countries, correct? So how do they get access to all of that? They can still do that with their wealth management team, right? So, and then, of course, there are always people that as well that haven't even done that investigation and searching out a wealth management team to start with so you have some sort of a foundation when you go in. So for someone who doesn't have that, can they go in and say, hey, I really need some help here. I don't want to say I haven't done my homework, but I don't know anything about a wealth management. I live in a rural area. You know, who do you suggest? Is there somebody's going to be able to do they will have access to people that they can talk to help guide them, like an assistant, advisor or a manager, assistant manager that is in place to help them and guide them? Or I'm sure that that's going to be available for those people as well.
Yes, at this level, there's a whole shift that we're going to reach. And here's the paradigm shift. Before, you always had to do things, and you had to go places. When you're an ultra-high net worth individual, they come to you, they serve you, they come pick you up, they put you in a limousine, they put you on an airplane, they drive you to the finest restaurants, and then you don't go to a bank because you're done with banks. When you're an ultra-high net worth individual, you go to a little private bank inside the bank and an office inside the bank of the bank. It's called private ultra-high net worth banking office. And they may not even be in that bank. They won't even say it's a bank. It'll just be a private office. It'll just look like some multi-million dollar house mansion thing office. And when you go in there, you're served with champagne. You're served with juice, coffee. You're talked to. It's really weird. They'll take you to lunch. You'll have five guys sitting around you, and they'll all go, oh, you don't have an administrative assistant? We'll help you get one. What is an administrative assistant? Okay, an administrative assistant does everything for you because we don't know what to do. So if I come into this meeting doing nothing and I know nothing and I'm a school teacher, my whole life has been that I was an art school teacher for 70 years. Well, okay, I don't expect you to know any of this. I don't expect you to remember any of this. If you just have some basic knowledge to go and exchange, we're going to help you. We, meaning the wealth firm. So you can set that up later at your convenience, and we'll help you with that. If you don't have an administrative assistant, we can help you get one of those now. So they can do that right away. And there's all these bank perks that you get. And you go, well, what's a bank perk? I know. What is a bank perk? You don't have fees ever. You don't have fees anymore. I know. This is really cool. Providing you have a wealth management firm that will help you. And they will park your funds in this high-yield investment rate account that yields at the minimum of 1% a month. You have family office services. Immediately. This is just through the banks, not even including wealth management. The PERS can be based on your assets under management. You go, what is that? Okay, it's everything. You could have insurance there. You could have a real estate there. You could have gold there. Yeah, you could have an actual box where you store gold in that bank. You could have cash there. All these different assets are managed by that bank, Wells Fargo, for example. Then you get discounts on those assets, AUM, assets under management. Again, no fees ever, no fees to deposit, no fees on wiring, no fees on transferring, no fees on checks, no fees on nothing, no broker fees for anything ever. Free safety deposit box, free certified checks, free notarizations, free courier services. They provide extra, the excess, the deposit insurance, because they go through Lloyd's of London or Travelers. They have the highest assurance possible for you. They have wealth senior management investment bankers in for you, tax services, real estate, estate attorneys,
yeah.
CPAs,
yeah.
Private transactions.
Yeah, so Robert, and you know, for a lot of people still that haven't gotten a wealth management company to at least talk to, who would you suggest people talk to?
Which teams, or what are you talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about wealth management that can take care of all of everything that you've said so far. Is there a two or three that you would recommend for people to just look up and kind of begin to do the work to see what they provide besides going to the bank?
Yeah, I suggest going with the largest ones. Yeah, I would suggest going with the largest ones like Abbott and Downing, J.P. Morgan Chase. Any of your large banks that you already bank with have those services right now? Bank of America.
Okay. Right.
Okay, so any of your top banks, just look those up right now, and they have those. And they have associate branches worldwide. So if you were to go with HSBC, they have a branch everywhere on the planet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you have Wells Fargo, they have something. So on the, and then bank perks, I mean, these the banks will give you 100% funding ability, immediate funds. They'll give you due diligence, private transactions. They give you black cards, Visa cards, debit cards. They'll give you free boxes at any of the big events. Any, like, operas, you get box seats. Any of the, you get private flight, jet travel, helicopter travel, limousine travel. You get all the biggest perks for any of the hotels, for all the platinum suites, like presidential suites. You usually get those. You get any of the boxing events, sporting events. You get either, you can get court seats, center court, floor seats, or you can get a box. You can get your own box. Yeah.
Okay.
So those are some of the perks.
Okay, very good. So a couple of other questions, and then I wanted to talk about anonymity. The other question that I have for you is, there are people that are either living in cars, they're living in an apartment, and or they're in a nursing home, and how do they go forward as far as even getting to an appointment if they're in that kind of situation?
Yeah, you just got to go in. There's not
going to be a currency.
Yeah.
Say that again?
You just got to go in and say what your situation is. They'll fully understand.
Okay.
They'll help you even get
residence. Yeah, they could call. So if they get that 800 number to call, right, and just let them know where you're at, then somebody will be able to help them out, right?
Yeah, once you've got a, you'll have a debit card or credit card at that exchange, you'll have at least $9,000 that you can access in cash. With that much liquidity, and then I'm not sure how much liquidity they're going to give you in the immediate exchange.
Sure.
I can assure you it's going to be 1-3%.
Okay. Yeah, we don't know that yet.
I know.
So, all right.
And you go 1-3%. You got to remember, if you're at a 1-to-1 ratio on $1 trillion, 1-2-3% is a lot of money, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. So if let's just say I'm in a nursing home, right, and if there's restrictions about my leaving, et cetera, nobody there believes anything about what I have already that I've got DNR or ZIM, how do I get away, how do I leave the nursing home to get to where I need to go to, even for the appointment? Is that something I can discuss when I call in for an appointment?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. If you need special transportation. All kinds of things, they can help you with that. You need to just tell the person what your situation is when you get in front of the right person on the phone.
Okay. Okay, very good. Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about anonymity, especially because there's a lot of people, when we talk about this wealth, this ultra wealth, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to go to the casinos. But I've always wanted to bet $1,000 on something or other, whatever it is, you know, or I'll go to the lotto and take up all of the lotto, whatever. And that's not what we want to do either. So let's talk a little bit about anonymity and the purpose of this whole massive blessings that we're going to be receiving.
Well, sure. The importance is to stay anonymous, and that you don't, that this really isn't your money. You are a steward to this trillions and billions and millions of dollars. You're a steward of the wealth, which means that you are only a diplomat in service to God and this planet to ensure that this whole group of people gets out of poverty. And you do that by shutting up and doing your job and saying, I work for a trust, I work for a foundation, or I work for a corporation, or I work for something else, even if you own it. So therefore, it puts everything on something and somebody else. So you don't own anything. You don't want to own your car, your jet, your motorcycle, your RV. Nothing is in your name. Your house, your boat, nothing. Your second home, your third home, it doesn't matter. Your art, no thing should be in your physical name as an ownership of, oh, I own this. because you don't own it. The money is there to serve for all of humanity, and this is going to make you help you to stay private. You want to eliminate all of your current emails, get brand new emails. They can help you do all this, by the way. New cell phones, new satellite phones, new computers, new tablets. Whatever is required for communication, everything must be completely new with brand new numbers, and you only give those to certain people. You may even have two separate cell phone numbers, one that you give to friends and family and one for business, and it's all private. With the new way of everything being so protective, it's important that you move from one aspect of being all about social media and telling everybody what you do to now shutting up and only sharing things with a few, very few private people. Photographs, you got to minimize everything on your cell phone. You got to realize that every time you take a picture, I can go down and digitally tell you where you were, track you, hold you, find you, and tell you where that photograph was actually taken or that text was done. So you got to be aware this is a digital age. Everything is tracked and monitored. So everything has to be completely done so that you're now protected. And you go, well, that's a lot to do. Again, this is all going to be done by the management services through wealth management, family offices, through bankers, or through specific people that help you, and they'll segue into security. Security is imperative. You're moving from somebody that just is struggling to get by in life to an ultra-high worth, net worth individual that now not only you have to think about your friends, your family, and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren unborn. So you're setting up a whole concierge, family offices, wealth benefit, and security for you and your family, number one, immediately. You got to do that. So I share that with you because your lifestyle completely changes within a heartbeat. So be prepared.
Okay, very good. Appreciate that. So, and all of that in terms of security, all of that can be done, as you said already, with your wealth management team or your company that you're working with. All right. So how about now the other question that has come up also is that people, now this is like, let's just talk about the United States and let's talk about Canada because that's our brothers and sisters in Mexico as well. We, some of us want to be able to kind of work together with those. Like, for example, let's say I'm in the health field, which, you know, I am, right? And I want to be able to connect with other people that are similar to what I'm doing already. I want to be able to promote, for example, which we already do, is promote great product. So I want to be able to link in with other people that are doing that, you know, in a different state or a different country. How can I get into connection with them? Do I leave that to our wealth management team to be able to do that? Or are there other organizations out there that I can connect with right now that I could find? How do I go about doing that, Robert?
Wealth management firms, staying in touch with the Zora crew right here, Hollow Earth. I'm serious.
Okay.
You guys are already a network. God, goddesses,
okay.
Want to do the same thing. And what
right.
You're going to be is you will be the new international hub for the new ultra wealthy. And so all of these people that are here now will never leave. And so what you do is we all collaborate, and I'll share with you about that. We are going to create worrying about money. So what we're going to do when you share the money with your wealth management firms and teams, you're going to create more joint venture, 100% equity funding, and meaning there's no debt. You're not going to do a loan. If your companies or people or wealth managers say, we want these people, they want to do a loan, then you can do a small interest-bearing loan of 1% or 2%, so low that it really doesn't matter, but they want to do a loan because they don't want to do a joint venture. But the whole thing is to get the money back out into the people, and that's why I share with people, it is so easy to do this. Do not be overwhelmed by all of this stuff. It doesn't matter that you live on the street. It doesn't matter that you don't have a house and don't have a car even, or a computer, or a cell phone. If you have the currency and can get to the exchange and get someone else to call to help you to make that exchange appointment, then the rest of it will be able to be done in a very discreet manner, because this is this is being who you are to help all of us get through this, and then we can all meet through this forum of all of Hollow Earth for all of the people that want to do more projects.
Okay. There are also, so talking about that, we already know of a couple of people that are already trying to put in into a, you know, they're the IT people that have organizations that have already, they started building already with people that have a similar you know, projects in mind, and you know, so he or they are doing that already, which is really great. So they'll be a part of this forum. So I think this call was really very important so that people can understand that they are not alone, and that they can get that, you know, the main what do you call goal of all of this, again, as you have said again, is outside of what the money, you know, you're using. We're just using these tools, you know, to be able to help the world in any way to be able to bring it back to its pristine nature, to get rid of all of the harm that's been done to Terra Crista, to Earth, as well as to humanity, whether it's health or wealth or whatever, or housing, et cetera, et cetera. So, I guess at this point, do you have like maybe 10, 15 minutes, Robert? I know that there are probably some people out there that would love to be able to ask a question of you.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. Okay. Anyone that's that has a question for Robert, just go ahead and press 1 so that I can open up the lines for you guys. And we are so appreciative. And I know Zora would like to say a few words as well in regards to who you are and what your position is in the world right now with this RV moving forward. So Zora, can you, and let me see, are you here? Zora? Hello? Zora, are you there? Let me, I don't know whether Zora pushed himself on mute or not.
Yes.
Oh, Zora, yes. tell people about
indeed
Robert's role right now in this world of RV and helping the world.
He is a blessing.
Well, I know, but you said he's got a big job. You know, he has a huge, huge job. So tell everybody his job. Or remind Robert. Go ahead. He is.
Well, he is a messenger to enlighten and to prepare people for the RV, which he has done a great job of doing.
Yeah, well, he's one. I think he's the one, as you said before in another call, that he's the one in charge of how all of this is going to play out for the world. Do you remember that?
Well, he knows. He knows how it's going to play out.
Oh, he knows. He knows he's in charge of it. That's why he knows. Right, Robert?
Indeed.
Okay.
I actually just downloaded this information by Mother, Father, God, like literally the universe, because we're all tapped in. And when you pay attention, like we do, that your higher self, which is, you know, your gut, your heart, will tell you what to do. And I listen to that. I've been out of the corporate box and have been on my own as an independent person for almost 35 years. So I was in the corporate structure for close to 40 years. I didn't like it, and I had to go back in and out of it. But moving out of it allows you to have the discernment of knowing what to do. And as Zora eloquently said, I do know what to do.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. All right. So our first question is coming from 262 ending in 4335. 4335. You have Robert on the air with you. You have a question for Robert.
Hi, Jane. This is Bonnie from Wisconsin. I have a question for Robert. I gifted a friend about 8-9 years ago, Zim, and she lives by herself. She's 86 years old. Right now she can barely walk with even a walker. She's hard of hearing, and She has other health issues. Is it possible that she can have somebody come to her house for her to do her exchange or redeeming?
Just have her do a power of attorney to you.
Yes.
Well, she lives in Texas, and I live in Wisconsin.
That's okay. Well, all you got to do is she signs power of attorney, and then she can FedEx you the currency with the power of attorney.
Well, I've had asked her to send me her currency several times and said that I would take it and exchange it or redeem it and help her, you know, put it in a trust for her or whatever, but she won't let go of it. And as far as the power of attorney, she's very strong-headed. I don't even think she'd agree to that, figuring she don't need it. I'm just concerned that how I can... I know she's willing to do the redeeming if she can... when the 800 number comes out, are you going to be able to sign... is it like you sign a NDA by calling the 800 number, and then I can't call for her too and set up an appointment?
You know what? Here's another suggestion. As you go on exchange, once you've done your exchange, explain to the people that you're exchanging with, because after you've gone through the process, you can say, hey, I have another friend of mine. Here's her situation. Can we go to her? They may be able to set something up.
I thought of that too. Thank you.
Yes. Here's number one.
What I'll do.
Hey, Bonnie, number one,
yes.
You've got to exchange, because if you can't help yourself, you ain't going to help nobody. Okay, so number one, you get in and get exchanged, and know in your head, and item number whatever, in your redemption, I have to ask you this question. I have a friend, name her. This is her situation. What can we do for her? And they'll help you.
Okay.
But
wonderful.
Yeah. Your number one thing, Bonnie, is you got to exchange. Once you've done that, you can help other people right there. Because why? Because
right.
You got money now. You got wealth managers. Okay. You got attorneys. You got CPAs. You got people that will come to this lady and help your friend.
Beautiful.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
Bonnie,
good.
You're not alone.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
great
you,
question,
Robert.
Bonnie. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Jane.
All right. Uh-huh. Next caller we have is, here we go. It's 635 ending in 6537. 6537.
Hi, Robert. I appreciate what you're doing. I have just a really quick question. I've been in this situation with this currency since 2008. My family's been a little concerned about me to the point where they approached me about doing an intervention on hanging on to this. I'm sure you guys have heard this all before. Now that we're getting as close as we are, how can I approach them and let them understand that this is actually something real and I'm not losing my mind?
You can't. This is another thing I'll deal with on a day-to-day basis, that all our friends and family that we've told about this, for some of us for 17, 20 years, for me 7 years, you're nuts, and it's not going to change until you've got money. When you've got a lot of do-re-mi, you're not going to have to say anything. You can sit them down at a table in some wealthy office that you got to go to some tower, and, you know, they got all this food and stuff and all these people, and you're not talking. They go, oh, we work for, and then they mention you and point to you, and they continue to speak, and you don't say anything. And when your friends or your family are sitting at a table like that, they will never treat you the same after that meeting.
Well, I know that.
Okay.
My concern is if I get them into this meeting when I first go into exchange, or the second meeting, or whatever we do, get through the first one first, then will they each have to sign the NDA as well?
Oh, absolutely. Make them.
Okay. Well, we live in Utah like you do.
Oh, my gosh. You're where?
I'm in Salt Lake City. I live in Bountiful.
Oh, what's
Oh, I live right down the street.
Yeah, you're not. I know you're in Utah, Robert. My husband's in building. He wants to build, but he's got himself so worked up over the fact that he's never going to be able to do anything to get us into our own home again, and blah blah blah. And I've listened to these negative stories for so long. It's like I'm going to drag you in by your hair if I have to, and have you sit down. And I'm sure he'll be fine at that point. It's getting to that point that I'm going, okay. I prayed about this over and over again. I'm not attached to any religion. I believe in God. I do my own thing. And I have the faith that this is here for a reason. But I don't have any solid proof for them. And that's just because we've all been raised like that. It's very difficult to understand that this is too good to be true. That's what it's all based on. And that's where they're standing. And there's no way this is going to happen. None of this happens. Well, I've been hanging on to it for all this time because I have this in my heart that I know that it is.
Yes. Of course.
So
very good.
I'll just do the first go to the Redemption Center. I have Zim and I have Vietnam currency. I have another private company that I've been with for 9 years. They're doing something totally separate. So I have it kind of diversified a little bit from the very beginning. So I kind of understand what you're saying about the diversification. I think the private investment that I'm in with the dinar and the dong, they're going to be handling totally separately. My Zim, I have them taking in some to the Redemption Center along with some extra dong. So I kind of have it spread out. Actually, I have two private companies that I've invested in with this currency. Just because, you know what, it's better to have several and have one or two go if the others don't. Whatever. That's just how I play the game. But my family now, I've had this urge to just say, this is happening. So basically keep my mouth shut until it actually does.
Yes.
And make sure you set up a NDA addendum. Do you know what I'm talking about there?
Uh-huh. I do. I do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
because most people don't understand that you want to talk to a lot of different people, and you want their names down because we want it to be, exempt when we speak to them, and we're not going against our non-disclosure agreement.
Right, okay.
So it's a list of people that you want on an exemption list that you got to talk to, and then any other person like attorneys and other accountants and wealth management teams and anyone, they have to sign a non-disclosure. You want people to shut up because the least amount of people that know, the better, because everyone's going to kind of find out anyway on an underlying tone, unsaid. It's just they don't see it in writing. And nobody needs to discuss the terms and the amounts. So you have to be practicing right now what you're saying digitally and verbally. And I mean that sincerely. Thank you.
Very good, Robert. Thank you again for that, that repetition in terms of what you don't what you do not disclose to people. And that was a very good question as well from this gal over there in Utah. Thank you again for bringing that up for people. Okay, next caller we have is 678 ending in 9705. 9705, you have a question for Robert?
0975.
9705. Okay, hey Viv. Okay, you've got Robert on the line.
Excellent presentation, Robert. Thank you for putting everything, absolutely everything, in layman's terms, so that we can pass it on to those who can't keep up with all the calls coming out.
Info.
Thank you.
Right.
I just want to thank you for that. I just have one question. I know two people who had them, and personally know them. They got it several years ago, but they moved and separated from the people they were living with. And when they went to pack everything up, the Zim is nowhere to be found. So if someone takes someone else's Zim, now they didn't purchase that Zim, so there's no record of them purchasing that Zim. Will the QFS recognize that, or how will that go down? Do you know?
Well, that is a possibility. I've heard of people that have had their currency stolen from them. I've heard of people that have given power of attorney to people without realizing that some
there's a lot of interruption, I think, on your.
Okay. All right. I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, there was a lot of. Yeah, we can hear you now better.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Robert. Okay. So did you get your question answered, Viv?
No, I didn't hear what he said, the end of what he said.
Okay, sorry. There's some noise in the background. Robert, did you hear the question?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and try that again, Viv.
If Zen has been stolen and there's no record of them having purchased it, when they try to take it into exchange, will they be able to exchange it?
They stole it. I got you. Yeah, well, the QFS should recognize that. I wouldn't know why they wouldn't. Now, is that person going to get their currency back? I don't know. I mean, the best thing I can do is better go buy some currency. If you don't have any money, and if you know these people don't have any money, because if they're in a situation where they got nothing right now, then you're obligated to help them out because you now know, because you're going to exchange. So you can help them out. And I know this is crazy, all this stuff that's going on. It's just that there's some things going on right now. All of us that have currency that will exchange and get our redemption completed, we need to, and we need to turn around and help our brothers and sisters, our real family members and friends that are in dire straits living on the street or have nowhere to live.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
Viv, are you okay now? There's a lot of noise back there. Are you done, Viv? I'm going to put you back on hold.
Yeah, that's good for now.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, yeah. Anyone, if you want to talk, it'd be really helpful if it was no noise so that we can actually hear questions and there's not a lot of noise in the background. Okay, the other thing I just kind of wanted to say in regards, I was going to say something what I wanted to also say in regards to what Robert just said is that if you have Zim, as you start writing down your list of people that you can help that need your help, write them down so that you know who you're going to help, in addition to, helping yourself and your family and friends. Okay, so that is our job, as Robert said. Okay, our next caller, we'll do a couple more, and I think we'll let Robert go. First caller, let's open up 775, ending in 9099.
9099? Hi. You're doing a fantastic job. Thank you so much. I have two quick questions. When you go in to have your Zim and currency redeemed, and you have a trust account, can you have the bank where you're redeeming open a separate account at that time for each individual Zim and each individual currency?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Second question is, if I want to work with Abbott Downing and I want to get a hold of him ahead of time, but I don't have anything and I can't really tell him what I'm doing, how do I make an appointment so that I can get a running start as soon as this goes?
You can't.
Exactly.
I can assure you, if I was a wealth manager and you tried to call me up, I wouldn't even take your call.
Right.
Straight up. I mean, you're going to be you're a waste of my time. You don't have any money. Why do I want to talk to you? You can't prove that you got the money. You can't prove that you have anything. So why do I want to talk to you? Yeah, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to be very point blank with you. I've had other friends of mine that tried to do the same thing you're doing right now. They said, Robert, they won't talk to me at Abbott and Downing. They won't return my emails or my phone calls. Nope, because you don't have any money. Yeah,
okay,
my daughter, I'll share with you what's really true. My daughter works as an underwriter for high net worth individuals for an insurance company. And you're like, well, I don't know about it. Yeah, because you're not a multimillionaire, so you don't need their insurance company. That's how you don't know about it, because that's the life that you're going into. So when the time is right, I can assure you people will be begging to come and get with you as a wealth manager, and they will do anything in their power. They'll wine and dine you. They'll fly you. They'll set you up in a nice presidential suite in a hotel wherever you want to go in Vegas, whatever you want, because it's me wanting your business. And you got to remember this. They work for you. You're the boss, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
Chris,
thank
are you,
you
done?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, very good. Thank you for that, Robert. And then we'll have one last question here coming. Oh, geez. Oh, Robert.
Hey, if you got more calls, I've got plenty of time. Okay.
Yeah, well, I know, but I don't know whether Blog Talk has enough time. So here we go. Next caller will be 843 ending in 4839. 4839, you're on the air with Robert. Just tell us who you are and your question, please. 4839, you're on the air with Robert. Okay, all right. We'll go on to the next person then. Oh, hold on a second. Let's see. Hello? 4839, do you have a question? Hello?
Hello.
Okay, hello. All right. We're going to go into, sorry about that. We'll go to the next person. 780 ending in 2255. 780 ending in 2255.
Gotcha. Five. Jane. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hi. Hi, thank you for the call.
I'd rather call after the call.
Robert, my question is, it's my understanding that when we redeem, we will be under common law. So then when we go to the bank, they should be setting up a common law natural trust, not a statutory or skeleton trust.
Yeah, I talked to the wealth management firm and then confirmed that they should do that. You're correct.
Okay, because it's my understanding that the banks control the skeleton trust, so they would then control the monies that you just redeemed. So the common law trust gives you a lot more comfort and security. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. The common law trust is the best way to go.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for the call.
Thank you
for the information.
We can't hear you, dear.
Hold on a second. Robert, the question that I have in regards to that is the common law trust has you are not the trustee. Someone else is the trustee, even though you're the one that has opened it. So you're not in charge of the funds versus the revocable trust where you are both the grantor as well as the trustee. So tell us what you would suggest in that particular case.
Well, as soon as you get within your wealth management firm and team, have that wealth manager with your team of attorneys discuss your options of what's best as you as the trustee or as the manager trustee or how you are to be structured best for your trust, because you may have multiple and you may want to have multiple positions or only single positions in each trust. And that's not for any of us to decide. I would highly suggest that you get in front of your wealth manager that will have a team of attorneys, strictly make sure and write down how can you discuss what is best for me with this Commonwealth Trust, irrevocable, revocable, what is my assignment, what is my actual officer, am I a trustee, am I a managing trustee, and why not on each one of these. So that is really a great, very great concern and must be addressed. So make sure and write that down so that when you get there, those things can be answered immediately at that first exchange for you so you are addressing those concerns.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Robert. Okay, two more questions. 407 ending in 1530. 1530, you're on the air.
I'm sorry, my question's for Zora.
Oh, all right, we'll put you back on hold. And our next question, let me see. So yours is for Zora. Let me just kind of write that down. All right, and then we have 410 ending in 2695.
Hi, Jane and Robert. This is Mary calling from Maryland. My question is, Robert, do you know if there will be international projects specifically for the ZIM that you can invest in when you go in to redeem for the first appointment?
There'll be so many projects, it'll be endless, and I'll share with you a way to get access to them. The people that are doing the large international construction work right now have thousands, and I mean hundreds of people that are waiting to do their projects that don't have any money. And they're even completely ready to go where they've done most of the legwork. There's so many projects out there all over the world that are even sustainable, and they've even been approved down to the county level. They just don't have any money because everything has gotten crazy right now. So you have so many accesses through governments, through United Nations, through your own government. And it's not you that's going to do this. You can instruct the wealth management firm or team or family offices and have a designated family office that's their whole job, is to find international projects in every country in the world. And I'll share with you another quick thing before you go. The amount of money that is required to do these things is so vast that people are under a misconception of not knowing how much money is required. I'll share with you on a small scale in a little sector, I have $600 billion in projects ready to go, turnkey, right now, in a few countries. A few.
Wow.
Okay. So now you clearly understand that for anyone to give up to go to a default rate of $10 million is not understanding what this is for. This is a living legacy for all of us for the rest of our lives. You must accept the highest rate possible, the one-to-one, the contract rate, or whatever, because, again, it's not our money. We want to make sure to ensure a living legacy to have those wealth managers set these things up for us.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Thank you for confirming that.
Yes, thank you for your question. Excellent. Okay, we're going to just do one more question, and we're going to end our call. This is not the end in terms of talking with Robert. He's going to be a part of this huge team as we move forward. So thank you, Robert, for that. And our next caller is 858, ending in 3033. 3033, you are our last caller for Robert today. Hello? 858, ending in 3033. All right. Well, okay, so we'll do one more question. And that will be 404, ending in 4839. 4839, you're on the air. Hello? 4839? All right. Never mind. This is our last question. All right, 502, ending in 7576. Last question for Robert for the day. 7576, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Pam in Kentucky. Hi, everybody. Hi, Robert. This is a wonderful call. my question is, for the ZIM holders, everything all along the way has been so confusing. And I guess my question is, you know, most of us don't have any, I don't know what the gosh, I'm fumbling over my words. We've never had money before, and so, you know, most of us are kind of fearful about this whole process. And so I guess my question is, will we be looked after when we go into exchange, you know, because we've been, you know, told so many things along the way. And we just want to be looked after and things be safe, us be safe and, you know, the people that we're talking to looking out for our best interest so that we can use this wonderful blessing to bless other people in the world. So will we be looked after?
Yes, absolutely. As soon as you go in, they're going to be tracking you. As soon as you leave your house or your apartment or your car or your area to move about and you've made your actual appointment, they start tracking you.
Well, that's not exactly my question. Or yeah. What I'm asking is the people that we're going to be talking to at the exchange, are they going to be looking after our best interest?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody is. Okay. They're there to help
okay.
you along
yeah.
the way so that you can be able to not have the anxiety that I feel in your voice right now. There's no
yeah.
fear. I don't hear and feel fear from you, but I feel anxiety. And you're also feeling, is there someone along the way that's going to take advantage of you and not help me? No, because all those people I shared with you that I had been chosen as a Redemption Center worker myself. So I, too, was going to do my redemption before I became a redemption worker. But I couldn't access my funds until I was done with my job, and it was only going to be for 6 weeks. So that way,
okay.
you know, there's the people there working with you, doing those exchanges, they're there to help you.
Okay, that is fantastic. I have had a lot of anxiety over this. Thank you. I appreciate
okay.
your...
Hey, and I know
right.
this sounds
Thank
weird.
You, Pam.
Make sure and take a breath. Take a breath and say a prayer. And Zora will tell you, Mother, Father, God is you, and he is, and she is, and they are, all our angels, watching and watching over you. And that is no joke in the name of all that is. Amen.
Excellent, Robert. All right, everyone. Thank you so very much, Robert. You have been a real blessing for all
Thank
of
you.
The calls that you've had with all of us. And thank you so much. I think that was a big, huge upliftment and very calming and very positive as we move forward into this RV.
Robert?
So thank you for your time. Much love to you as well as to Christine. And I've got Zora or Zoraya here. Go ahead, Zora.
Hey, Zora, this is Zora speaking. As I said before, you're a blessing. To bring out the information that you have brought out, and it is quite uplifting for the peoples who are listening, and it takes away a lot. It took away almost, I would say, 99% of the anxiety and the worry and what is called the frustration that they have been experiencing. So we appreciate
Great,
you for doing that. And if you would, after this call, Zoraya would like to speak with you. So you can go ahead and give her a call back.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Everyone. All right. Thank you, Robert. We'll talk to you soon. Lots of love to you and Christine. All right. Thank you for
okay.
all that you're
bye-bye.
Doing. All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. So much. Wow, that was a lot right there. Lots of info. So everyone can go ahead and re-listen to the call again to get more information if you didn't get all of the information that was already conveyed. So let's
And
go
what
back.
Was the
we
question from the one person?
Well, we're going to go now into Q&A with you, Zora, if you will. Okay?
Ah.
All right, so let's go ahead and get started. 928, ending in 2865. You're on the air now with Zora.
Hi, my name is Helen
Hello?
From Sedona, Arizona. Good
okay.
afternoon.
Hi,
Hello.
All. Hi. Well, I had a question. I'm not trying to leave you out, Zora, but I was trying to get in touch with Robert to get his contact information. And my question had to do with the power of attorney, but since Robert's not
what
on the phone,
it?
I'm wondering if maybe someone could email me his contact information because I wanted to get in touch with the documents and some questions about the power of attorney regarding the revocable trust. And
well, I'd like
so
to,
since,
what about
since
it?
I missed that, since I missed, well, I have a power of attorney from my mother, but I wonder if that negates her being named on my trust.
Say that one more time.
So I already have my mom named, and I'm her power of attorney,
right.
But it doesn't include
right.
the money aspect. So, but for the redemption situation, I would need that to cover the money aspect. Then I don't have an income right now. She's in the ICU. And I'm trying to figure out if, you know, she could be named once she has a power of attorney assigned, then does that revoke her ability to be on a revocable trust or to have her own revocable trust?
Okay. You know, okay. Let me just, I'm not going to answer that right now. I will go ahead and give you information also from, for Robert. I will have to give him a call, see how he wants to be able to be contacted. And that also is a really good question also that could be addressed as well, towards, you know, for Mr. S. So anyways, that's,
okay.
Another question. Okay, very good. All right, so we'll go on to the next question.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Helen, right? All right. Let me see. Maybe I've got to write her. Hold on a second, everybody. Okay. Our next caller is 732 ending in 3147. And everybody, you know, Robert is no longer with us, so these are now questions for Zora or myself. I can help.
Yes.
All right. 3147.
Yeah, this is JP from the East Coast. So on behalf of a lot of people wondering to know this question, I know Robert would have known it, but I think Zora also does, perhaps. Will there be a limit on the amount we are allowed to exchange or redeem?
It depends on the amount of – it depends on your project.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
The bottom
okay.
line. Okay.
That's a good answer.
Yep.
Okay, so if you do
Alrighty.
Have
yes,
a truckload of them, perhaps it has to be for the project and a good cause, and then it'll be allowed.
Absolutely. Right.
Thank
and
you,
when
ma'am.
You're
Thank
writing
you.
Down, yes. Oh, you're welcome. And for all of you that have projects, you know, do the limits in terms of, see, a lot of people think that, well, this is only going to cost a few million dollars, when in actuality, when you think of it in the spectrum that it's in, you know, go with a higher rate, go with a higher amount that you're going to need, because we're talking about generations of in which you want to be able to create this project to last for at least 100 years, okay? So it's an easy $1 trillion, or it's an easy $50 billion, whatever that is. So don't limit yourself, and then they will tell you. They will assist you in or your team. Remember, you have a team, especially for those of you that have the ZIM. If you've got some projects, you will definitely ask for another appointment so you can really get a chance to talk with your team, your managers, wealth management team, so that you can formulate and negotiate, because you can have them with you to negotiate what you request or what you need, okay? All right, but at least get a foundation of what you think you need, you know, then you will move forward on the next appointment to talk with your team management, your wealth management people, and then help, and they will help you to negotiate your rates as well if you request that. Okay, next caller is, hold on a minute. Where was I here? I think I lost myself. I'm not, I didn't lose myself. I just lost my place. I think it was 970 ending in 1197. Did we already call you?
No, this is Barbara in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Okay, Barbara.
Yes. So I realized when we went through that, I was so thankful to Robert, because I was thinking about how, you know, staying anonymous and how my kids and family is going to react and security and blah, blah, blah. But the biggest overwhelm I have, and I really would, even if I could talk to you later, Jane or Zora, is my health. I have been suffering for years on and off with just all over joint pain, but just all over body pain. Right now my left leg is swollen. It's swollen up. It's going down my leg. But I tried the Zealous. I don't have much funds right now. I did order the Zealous, took it for 30 days, didn't really see any help. So I just wondered if you guys can help me. I could put together the monies if you could just advise me. Should I try the Hercules? Please help me know what I can do.
Yeah. Okay, why don't we do this? We'll give you a call. I'll ask Zora also to just do a little scan and see kind of where things are at with you. All right? So I've got your number, Barb.
So much.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
you.
Later. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Next caller is 804 ending in 8009. 8009. We have about 5 minutes.
Hi, Jane. This
yes?
is Matt from Virginia. My question
was
for Robert. I could just make it real quick. I was just wanting to know if Robert knew or if maybe Zora knows or you know, is HSBC still involved in the process? Because it seems in recent times that it's been more just Wells Fargo and Chase. And so does HSBC still have a role in the redemption or not?
That's yes.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Yes. The answer is yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Matt.
Thank you, Zora.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Uh-huh. Okay. Our next caller is 775, ending in 4040.
Good morning. This is Tricia, and I'm on Spark Sun Valley, Nevada. And I have some good news to share. I get to be a good news ambassador today.
Wonderful.
And it's a question as well, is if you've heard about this, because I'm very excited about it. There is the Global Family Bank, a sovereign international trade bank that is opening up, the first bank founded on love, where the money should serve humanity instead of humanity serving money. And it's accountable to the public law. And have you heard about this? The Global Family Bank. This notice was just put out the end of last week.
No. Who is, and who is for the people behind it?
It's the American States Assembly.net, and they have a website you can go to and learn about this.
Sure.
It's the American States Assembly.net. And this is for Americans who declare and record their political status as Americans, and they're making this template available for the entire world because this is to help set the entire world free from money and the slavery that it has involved.
Very good.
Been involved
well, definitely would be in. Yeah. Thank you, Tricia. We'll go ahead and check it out.
Please do, because very good.
What do you think? Yeah. So what do you think about that so far, Zora, about this American States Assembly Bank?
Check it out.
We will check it out. Okay, everybody.
That's what I encourage everyone to do. God bless you all.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. All right. Next caller is 435, ending in 6537. 6537.
Hi, I've already talked with Robert, and I'm hanging on to ask Zora a question. So I have just purchased the iHercules. I've been on it for about 3 weeks now. Is this something that would help a friend of mine who might be able to, well, she's going to find out today. She's had breast cancer, she's had everything removed. This was 12 years ago, and 2 days ago just found out that she has a mass at her right breast, so they've literally taken everything out. I'm kind of hesitant to say anything, but I wasn't really sure if it would help something like that. She won't know her results here until another maybe day or so, maybe Monday. But I haven't had a lot of information about, you know, as far as helping with cancer or preventing it from the very beginning. Does this work with that too?
Before Zora says something, there is a product that we haven't really spoken about for a long time, and we already know that it does absolutely work to, yes, that work, that's the product that I was going to mention that will really help. It's been FDA approved already for healing cancer, for curing cancer. And, of course, we can't say cure, but it will assist in that,
right.
in yeah. cancer. Right. So. Hemohem.
And what is it called again?
Yeah. You know what? I've got your, I'm sorry, what was your first name?
My first name is Janice. And
Janice.
I'm from Utah.
Okay, Janice, why don't I do this? We'll give you a call and we'll give you more information
okay.
and that you can connect also with Jamanette and she can give you some more information regarding the Hemohem.
Awesome.
The
Thank
I Hercules
you.
Definitely is also something that she should be taking because it's an the I Hercules, any one of the products, Neosoma, even the Zealous also, they will also help to improve and increase the immune system, you know, that
yeah,
needs
blood.
To work with
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So we'll talk in a little
okay.
while. Okay, you're welcome.
All righty, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for
all
everybody,
right,
everything
bye.
That you do, too. Bye.
Oh, all right, thank you. All right, we've got one more question, and I think we already did this. So I don't know whether or not this person still has a question for Zora. Otherwise, we'll call it a day. Hello? Do you have a question for Zora? Okay, let me just go ahead and do this. All right. One, let me see. We'll try this person. 928 ending in 2865. 2865, do you have a question for Zora?
Yes.
Hello.
My name is Helena Sedona, and I was hoping to speak with Zora.
Okay.
You know, the last time that you had Q on, he had mentioned a mantra about commanding the spirit to increase our life force energy and also talked about meditating under trees and near trees and connecting to the earth. And mm-hmm. my question is, when we do this, are we able to connect with humanity as a collective at this point to be able to instigate healing and awakening?
Of course. Of course.
Oh,
wonderful.
Go ahead
and answer this real quickly.
Oh, my gosh. That
remember,
is so fantastic.
You're all
one. I want to be connected. You know, I don't want to be left out. And,
you are.
So
you
I send
are
that
absolutely
out.
Connected.
Thank you so much for that affirmation. God bless you all.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. Okay. So let's hold on 1 second, Zora. Let me just go. We've got 30 seconds here. Hello.
Thank Jen. You. Jen.
Yes.
Brenda.
We've got 30 seconds here. Go ahead. 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. I understand. Okay. And so I just wanted to give an update on Canada. This Romano de Dulo. Has mm-hmm. basically given cease and desist orders to the Prime Minister, the Chiefs of Police, the Ministers
right.
of Health, all across Canada. And
beautiful.
Basically opening up Canada, stopping all this BS about COVID. Where I live in Alberta, there's a Telegram
wonderful.
Account. People were going out and giving
okay.
cease and desist orders
okay.
to pharmacists yesterday.
Beautiful. Okay.
It's real.
I'm going to let you go. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right, let's do the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4.
Five,
one,
four,
three,
three, two, one,
three,
receive.
One, receive. Okay. We got it all. Wonderful healing for everyone. And thank you all for
one,
being here.
Three. Thank
bye-bye.
You, Zora. Thank you, Zora. And thank you, Jane.